With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A task force has been created to detect bias at the Veterans Administration.
The Department of Veteran Affairs is creating a task force to investigate employee reports of alleged anti-Christian bias. VA Secretary Doug Collins this week sent a rare department-wide email asking employees to report any allegations of anti-Christian discrimination. The establishment of the task force at the VA comes as much of the staff is facing uncertainty about the future of the agency, which is charged with providing medical and other benefits for millions of military veterans. The department is in the middle of resizing that could lead to cuts of over 80,000 jobs. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
President Trump slams the Ukrainian president for rejecting Ukraine-Russia negotiations, saying a deal was very close. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
Unfortunately, President Zelensky has been trying to litigate this peace negotiation in the press, and that's unacceptable to the president. These should be closed-door negotiations. The president's national security team, his advisors, have exuded significant time, energy, and effort to try to bring this war to an end. The American taxpayer has funded billions of dollars in this effort, and enough is enough. The president's frustrated. His patience is running very thin.
There are no reports of injuries after a fuel leak forced a United Airlines flight to divert to Anchorage. The Boeing 777 aircraft was en route from Tokyo to Newark when the issue was discovered. The flight crew decided to divert to ANC as a precaution. More than two dozen illegal immigrant gang members in New York City are facing federal charges. Mayor Eric Adams and Border Czar Tom Homan say 29 people connected to Trendyagua face an array of charges. This is SRN News. It is now illegal to pray to abandon homosexuality in Australia.
The state of New South Wales has a new anti-discrimination law that makes it a crime for a person to pray that another person abandons the homosexual lifestyle. The statute reads as follows, quote, "Praying with or over a person with the intent to change or suppress their sexuality or gender identity is unlawful, even if that person has asked you to pray for them to be able to change or suppress their sexuality or gender identity." The law also applies to pastor sermons. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court's conservative majority is signaling support for the religious rights of Maryland parents who want to remove their kids from elementary school classes using books that promote the queer trans agenda. In arguments this week, the justices suggested that it would find the Montgomery County school system cannot require students to sit through those lessons involving those books. This is SRN News. New York police identify the remains of a woman and child discovered near the Gilgo Beach, the scene of an investigation into serial killings.
Tanya Denise Jackson, an Army vet who was a single mother living in Brooklyn and working in the medical field, has been ID'd as the victim known as Peaches, found dead in Nassau County in 1997. The body of her two-year-old daughter, Tatiana, was found in Suffolk County by Gilgo Beach. Long Island resident and architect Rex Uhrman has been charged with seven Gilgo Beach murders. Julie Walker, New York.
Medical records from both federal and commercial databases will be used by the Department of Health and Human Services' new autism study. The director of the National Institutes of Health confirmed the move this week, saying the new data will allow researchers to study comprehensive patient data with broad coverage of the U.S. population for the first time. More details at srnnews.com.